The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagin.
The topic, this Fatimiyya, has been having a connection, an emotional connection with Fatimatu Zahra, salamullahi alayha. We said that we want to talk about the emotional connection and relationship with Fatimatu Zahra, salamullahi alayha. This is important for us. One of the points that was mentioned, and I think I'll highlight this one, this was, I think I can say, most important. And we started off by saying that ulama that are at a higher rank in terms of their spiritual development, as far as we have seen, obviously this is my experience, my judgment that I'm giving you. Allama Hasanzada Amuli, this great man who is known more for his works in theoretical irfan, these people that you've heard, when we look at them and what they say regarding Fatimatu Zahra, their connection, their emotional connection with Fatimatu Zahra, salamullah alayha, is greater. And then when we look at the shuhada, Hajj Qasim, may Allah bless his soul, this great shaheed, whenever he mentioned Fatimatu Zahra, salamullah alayha, the tawassulat, military, obviously and very evidently, much further ahead of us in their spiritual journey and wayfaring towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When they're like this, then that means there's something very special. We've got to start developing that. Then, the sir of Laylatul Qadr in Surah Al-Qadr, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَادْرِ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَادْرِ. Laylatul Qadr, according to the hadith, which is the platform, for want of a better word, it's where and when and the context of which تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحِ, the malaika and the ruh descend to the earth to Khalifatullah. That all happens in the context of Laylatul Qadr. Laylatul Qadr, which allows for all of this to happen, according to hadith, is Fatimatu Zahra, salamullahi alayha. This shouldn't be seen as something, oh, we feel good. Please, let's get past emotional conversations. This is very real. This is very real. This means that she is, if Laylatul Qadr involves our destiny, Laylatul Qadr involves what will happen, then Fatimatu Zahra is involved with everything that happens to us. She's present and she's involved. She's involved according to that. That leads us to the second one. We said there's three elements of the way we need to look at our conversations with Fatimatu Zahra. One is that she's present. That's proven. And also, moving on, she's involved. She's involved and she has the ability, she has the power. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given her the power. The fate of every single person on earth, according to those ahadith, this is a small glimpse of her ability. All of that being brought down to the earth and being, in a sense, signed by the Waliullah based on what God wants. All of this happens in the context of Fatimatu Zahra, salamullahi alayha. So the fate of everyone she is involved with, and she is the one that makes that fate be able to be brought down and be able to be signed and be able to be sent back and to be able for it to be implemented. This is ability. She is capable. If we combine all of these points, this understanding, and then compare to a conversation with Fatimatu Zahra that doesn't have these elements, one is not convinced of them, and where one is convinced of them from our perspective, because the reality is, the evidence that I briefly presented, there's overwhelming evidence of this. Overwhelming evidence of this. It's basic, very brief explanations of it. That's the reality. That's the truth of the matter. This is who she is. For us, if I have that understanding, if I have that belief, or if I don't have that belief, if I speak to Fatimatu Zahra as a thought, concept, just imaginary thing, the way non-Muslims, non-theists speak to, I don't know, something of power in their minds, whatever it is, which is even not real, it's not even real. Some superstitious thing. That's one way of having that conversation. Another way of having that conversation is to see her present. So now that you see her present, if you're speaking to a person that's actually there, what will you mention to a person that's there that's not involved in your life? They're not. There's some friend of yours, some acquaintance of yours, some random person on the street that you decide to have a conversation with and you have your chest full. What you will say to them when you don't think they're involved in your life, you're just getting something off your chest. You're not really saying anything for any benefit of yours. You just want to say it and now there's an opportunity, you said it. What are you going to say? How are you going to say it? How will you have that conversation? That's one way. It is speaking. It is getting something off the chest. But when you speak to someone that is involved with your situation, a conversation is not going to last 2 minutes. A conversation isn't going to just be getting something off the chest. It's a real conversation. It's real talk. I'm trying to get my thoughts straight to speak and say the right things and expect a response. And then when I have this conversation with someone who is involved, they're involved, they know what's going on, they're involved in what we're doing, maybe we're doing it together, they need to do part of it. But if you don't see them as capable in helping your situation, although they're involved, you won't be too inclined to talk to them about your conditions and to try to ask help from them. You just naturally won't, because you don't have the thought process that they can do anything. If you talk to them, maybe a little more than someone that is not involved. They are involved, they're present, you're talking to them, but they're not really capable of doing anything. Or if you're not sure if they're capable, you think maybe they're capable. That's one type of conversation. You speak to that person one way. And when you're sure that they are fully capable of helping you in that situation, they are present. You're not trying to call on them, not knowing, are they hearing, are they not hearing? Are they listening, are they not? Is this message going to get across or not? No, she's present. She hears. She's involved in my life. And she can help me in the conditions. Then the conversation is going to be very different.
أسعفيني بفيضك المعطاء
إنه سلمي إلى العلياء فامنحي نفحة الحياة يا سبيلي إلى النجاة طريقا إلى العلا زهراء.
طريقا إلى العلا زهرا.
لك يا مولاتي نشأت كلماتي، يا وسيلتنا وشفيعتنا فاطم الزهراء.
لك يا مولاتي نشأت كلماتي، يا وسيلتنا وشفيعتنا فاطم الزهراء. يا وسيلتنا وشفيعتنا فاطم الزهراء.
فاطم الزهراء.